time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we are so glad that you've joined us here today. Actually, we're so glad that you've joined us throughout this week as we've been bringing you different perspectives from different people that are involved in the uprising. We have brought you somebody that works right there at the church. We brought you the producer. We brought you a punk rocker. And we brought you a pro skateboarder. Well, today we want to get right into this. No fancy introductions because, you know, when you talk about the Lord, there's a lot to talk about. And when you talk about his people getting involved in serving others, man, that just opens up the dialogue. So let's get right to it because today we have Jay Alabami with us, one of the pioneers in the skateboarding world. But now he's better known as Pastor Jay Hayslip, the senior pastor of the Sanctuary Church in Huntington Beach, California. Welcome to Radio Friendships, Pastor.
Oh, it's my privilege to be with you guys.
Now, many of our regular listeners may remember that name, Jay Hayslip, because he joined Radio Friendships in the year of 2007. We did a two-part interview with Pastor Jay, and I think it was November. Yeah, as a matter of fact, go back and look at our podcast found at www.friendships.org and look for the date 11/15 and 11/16 of 2007, and you'll find his interview with some amazing testimony. And, you know, we're not going to go back and cover a lot of that again today. If you are interested, please go check him out on the podcast. We encourage you to do that. But today we have a lot more to talk about. First of all, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but your church there in California was the very first church that volunteered to help the victims of Hurricane Ike in Galveston as we set out for a disaster relief mission there. You guys were the first ones to call.
Wow, that's amazing. That's shocking.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because we get really excited by people, individuals, and church groups, bodies of believers that are concerned about people they've never met, that they have a real belief in outreach. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, I believe the reason that we do what we do, and obviously even as we came to Galveston, it's not so much that we consciously set out to do these things. It's just the way we live life. And obviously, there is an intention when we say, okay, we're going to go to Galveston, or we're going to go to some prison, or we're going to go out on the streets, or whatever we do, there's that organizing of that. But it's just organic. It's more natural. It's just the way we do life. And I believe that's the direct result of the relationship that our church has with the Lord and what the Holy Spirit is doing in our church. Because I just believe that's God. Yeah. That's how God does what he does, and I believe are an expression of his heart. And that's, once again, it's just natural.
It sounds like you're a church that takes scripture at face value.
Yeah, for sure. We're living in biblical days. You know, biblical days aren't just the days that the 66 books of the Bible were written and put together. I mean, we're still in Bible days today.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk in a passionate pursuit of God and the Holy Spirit is active in your life and, you know, you're digging into the scriptures, there ought to be this natural outflow that is obvious and evident that literally causes you to become like a light, like a city set on a hill that can't be hidden.
Amen. You know, there's something that was noticeable real quick about the guys that came out to Galveston and also through the body of believers that we met. Everybody in that body, it seemed like they had a sense of realness about their faith. Do you think that outreach helps keep that fellowship face at the door? You know what I'm talking about? When a lot of believers will walk into their church on Sunday and put on that mask, that fellowship face, and pretend like everything's just great, when deep inside they're really hurting. But in days such as these, there needs to be a certain realness about the Christian walk today. Do you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think, you know, the great thing about our church and the majority of the believers that are there they have no prior experience with church or Christianity other than what they've experienced God doing through our church within the last 6 year history of our existence. And so they've not had the influence of old wineskin. They've not had the influence of modern day Pharisees. All they know is Jesus, and they don't know that you're supposed to fake it. To them, if they blow it and come to church, you know, they're like, dude, I blew it. And in their mind, they're not like, well, you know, I should fake it, pretend like I'm Mr. Righteous and got it all together. And because of that, it's created this environment where, for the most part, it is safe to say you blew it. And there's not going to be people that condemn you, that put you down or run you off or stone you. There are going to be people there that, you know, like the scripture says, you know, that we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We don't enable people to live simple lives, but we empower people to be transparent in an authentic relationship with Jesus.
Amen. Well, you know, it sounds like that's a good thing for the unbelievers as well, because let's face it, we're not really fooling them with the act anyway, so we might as well get real with them, and then maybe they'll see that we have a very real hope and a very real God.
Exactly. I could sit there and tell you, even some of the guys that came to Galveston, you know, as I've watched them give their heart to Christ, and I've observed this transformation process, and I've watched their circle of influence that they came from begin to be impacted as a result of their life. It's just, you know, the Bible says we're the salt of the earth. You know, if you put salt on your tongue, it'll make you thirsty.
Yeah.
And so literally, these guys are causing people to thirst for what they have found in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, speaking of that, we have a song that we had put together from some of our interviews with four of the guys that did come. And we pulled little clips out of it and applied it to one of the Call to Glory songs. And let's go ahead and listen to that right now. And when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of the uprising, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back.
I came to on a life support system from a drug overdose. When I left the hospital, I was walking down Anaheim Street, and I cried out to the Lord, Lord, help me. Explaining, but I felt the presence of the Lord.
My sins are forgiven. You died for me upon that cross.
And it was like angels in heaven singing to me.
Your spirit compels me to sing. Glory to you who is faithful. Your love and your grace I receive. The anointing is on. I worship you alone.
I felt the Holy Spirit pour into my body.
In the morning, in the evening, your spirit compels me to sing. Gloria, the celebration of the joy of my salvation. Oh, Gloria, God's glory.
It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with church. Has to do with a relationship with Jesus Christ and us sharing that and witnessing that to people and letting them physically see the love of God in our hearts that we pour out to them unconditionally. That's what it's all about. God connecting us all through love.
Your spirit compels me to sing. Glory to you who is faithful. Your love and your grace I receive. The anointing is on. I want to be alone.
We have a choice. We don't have to live in sin anymore. We're no longer slaves to sin.
In the morning.
We can live a life that's free.
Gloria, the celebration of the joy of my salvation. Oh, glory, God's glory.
If your Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, you're very unique. So therefore, you're chosen for a purpose. Your purpose is to go out and live the gospel. Be of service. Help one another.
A broken man I stand.
God is using people that you would never think to go out and do His work.
My sins are forgiven. You died for me upon that cross. Glory in the celebration of the joy of my salvation. Oh, glory in God's glory.
I think when the community starts to see radical changes in people through Jesus Christ, they start to go, wow, you know, God is for real. Let's see what's going on there.
The celebration of the joy of my salvation, oh glory, yeah. God's glory, God's glory, God's glory, oh yeah.
And all those worldly things I could really care less about. It's flipped our life upside down in a major way.
Yeah, and that's what it's really all about anyways, is Jesus Christ turning our lives upside down in a major way. Well, let's get back to the interview with Pastor Jay Hayslip, the skateboard legend known as Alabammy. And before the musical break, we had mentioned that we wanted to talk about the Uprising program found on steelroots.com and the Inspiration Network. Pastor Jay, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
The Uprising is basically, it's made up of Christian Hosoi, Brian Sumner, and myself in terms of our TV program. And I'm excited about this second season. We've already filmed the first show for it. We went to a community down close to the Mexican border called Brawley that's just right inside California. And it was amazing, the turnout that we had. Thousands of people. I think it was close to 3,000 people. Hundreds of people gave their life to Jesus Christ. Oh, man. It was amazing. And the TV show is a reality TV show, and I really believe that it is going to change the face of Christian TV, because it's more behind the scenes, real life, you know, out here on the streets where people live life kind of approach, versus a guy in a church preaching for 30 minutes and that's it.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that. But we wanted more real-life interaction involvement, and people can actually go and watch the first season on the internet as well if they go to steelroots.com/The Uprising.
Okay.
And they can check out 8 of the shows that are on the internet.
Okay, steelroots.com/The Uprising, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and when season 2 comes out, where will they be able to find that?
Well, they're going to re-air season 1 first. They're going to be marketing that and doing all the kind of promotional things that they do. And the first one is going to begin to re-air. Then after that, the second season will begin to air. But that'll be on Inspirational Network and also on iLife TV.
Now, when you talk about a reality-style program, I would venture to say this is probably as real as it gets. Because after meeting you guys, this is who you guys are. This is just how you live.
Without a doubt, what you see is the way we really live our life. You know, unfortunately, the majority of all the reality shows that are out there that are popular and all those things, for the most part, a lot of those really aren't reality. A lot of that is staged, set up kind of things to make situations happen that wouldn't normally happen in those people's lives. But our show, definitely, it's really the way we live our lives.
Well, Elliot and I were talking about this a little bit, and we figured out, because he was saying some of the cameramen were just blown away. They would have thought it would have been staged. And we came to the conclusion, yeah, it's being orchestrated, but by our Father in Heaven. He's really got a message out there for people to latch onto, to lock onto today.
Exactly. And that's what we want to do. We want what God does through our life to inspire people who already identify with Jesus as their Lord to really just fan the fire that's on the inside of them. And, you know, everybody else has come out of the closet, so I think it'd be great if Christians came out as well.
Amen.
And then those who don't know Jesus, I believe it's going to be a relevant way for God to be able to speak into the heart of so many people who would never, ever take a moment to listen to some kind of preacher or something.
Yeah. Well, listen, there may be somebody, they are definitely listeners saying right now, well, that's fine for you. You're a famous skateboarder. You can walk into a park and people know who you are. So it's easy for you. You're used to speaking to people. What about me? What would you say to them?
Well, we're all called to reach people. The Bible says we're all to do the work of an evangelist. We're all called and given the commission to go out into the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, making disciples of all nations. We've been empowered by the Lord Jesus himself to do that. So it doesn't matter whether you're in your job, whether you're at a gas station, whether you're in a grocery store, whether it's in a public park or in a mall or wherever you're at. There are opportunities all around if people will just look for them and just engage in those conversations. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that when you watch our show, you see we interact with people who don't know who we are. They're not like, oh, dude, that's a great famous skateboarder or anything like that.
Yeah.
To them, we're just another guy that they're having an encounter with, and we're sharing Jesus with them. Mm-hmm. And just as we do it, anybody can do it.
Well, I will say this. This program does really encourage you to get out there and share your faith. But in all honesty, I think this is an area that really challenges us at a very practical level because we find a lot of difficulty doing this. Why do you think that is?
Well, number one, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. And I would say kind of a twofold thing that are locked together. Number one is rejection and fear. It's the fear of being rejected. And we take it personal. We have to understand that it isn't about us. It's about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what's more scary, us not putting ourselves in a position to experience rejection or not saying anything with the possibility of our loved ones or just people that God wanted to use us in their life ending up in hell.
Yeah.
You know, the reality of eternity should make me be willing to die to my fears and myself for the sake of rescuing people from a place that Jesus never intended for them to go.
That's a great point. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what somebody might see if they click on one of these episodes?
Well, like the first episode is actually where we end up going to a friend of ours, a skateboard shop, who's not a Christian, but he's a cool guy. And Brian Sumner, he's there just putting his board together. He gets in a conversation with a guy who's in his early 20s who works there, and they have a genuine, authentic relationship where Brian just shares Jesus with the guy. And then we end up going to a backyard pool where all these people come over, where there's a well-known punk rock singer from a band.
Mm-hmm.
We pray over him. Ryan Sheckler's dad comes into the backyard and hangs out with us, and we end up praying with him about his situation between him and his wife. And everybody's watched that whole situation go down on Ryan Sheckler's reality show on MTV. And so here we are praying with Ryan's dad about his ordeal. Just every show is uniquely different. Like the second show in the first season, it's about where we actually do a community event right here in Huntington Beach next to the pier. Thousands of people show up and we're sharing the gospel. And even though it's us doing a mass event, but at the same time, there are individual encounters that we have with people that anybody can have with people if they just look for it. So it's just a wide range of things over a year's time of how we live our life.
Well, you said a couple key words in there that tells us that it's a little more than just preaching the gospel. You're about relationships. You establish a relationship with someone first, don't you?
Well, it's definitely about, you know, sometimes you have an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with people and invest in them. And when you have those opportunities, it really helps them to sense that, hey, somebody genuinely cares about me.
Yeah.
There's no ulterior motive. This guy really cares about me. He really believes what he's saying. And because he believes it, he's lovingly reaching out to me. And there are those moments where you don't have that long with people, but you still reach out to them in love. And hopefully the love of God, the Bible says in Romans, is shed abroad in our heart. Mm-hmm. And hopefully as God's love has flowed to us, it begins to flow through us, and whoever we're talking to can sense it, even if it's foreign to them. They may think, wow, I've never experienced this, but it's good.
Yeah. How important do you think listening is in sharing the gospel?
I think it's vital, you know, because you're engaging in a relationship that ultimately you want to connect them into a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And if you're a robot, you know, you may, to a certain degree, reach a person here or there. But if you really listen to somebody, you can find out where they're coming from. And listening is just an expression of, hey, I care about somebody. I care about you enough that I'm going to listen to what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if I really listen to you, that I can be an instrument that God uses where the Holy Spirit gives a relevant answer to whatever it is that's coming out of them.
Yeah, well, once again, we want to mention the program called The Uprising, which will be found on several cable networks. I believe the Inspiration Network is one of the main carriers. Check in your local area where you may find this. Keep an eye open for it. But until then, go to steelroots.com/The Uprising. Actually, if you simply go to steelroots.com, you'll be able to find it and several other very interesting shows there as well. Okay, Jay, now we can look around us and we see a lot of changes happening within our culture, and not only with politics, not only within our society, but within the churches as well. So what do you think some of the major challenges are that we will be facing as a generation in the days to come?
Well, we're definitely living in very confusing, rapidly changing times in every sense of the way, even in the political environment of our nation and the world, the economical situation. You know, there's just this big turmoil, and even within the church, there's all kinds of things that are going on that can literally confuse somebody. And I just believe that we're in the last of the last days. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming. And I believe that if we cling to the cross and we cling to the foundational truths of Scripture and we hang on to the Word and walk with Jesus Christ, that God will cause us to flourish and prosper in the midst of chaos and confusion. And literally, we will be the ones that God uses to be an expression of hope that brings people who are hurting, who are confused, and they're looking for some stability and truth. And out of all that, people are going to say, wow, Jesus is real and he's good and I can have eternal life and he can forgive me and my future can be secure even in an uncertain environment and world.
All right, Pastor. Well, it's time for our scripture of the day. What do you have for us?
You know, Isaiah 54:17, I think it is. But in Isaiah, he said that there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. And to me, when I face challenges and I am sincerely walking with Jesus, in the midst of those challenges, that is a verse that I can stand on. Regardless of the adversity that comes against me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that just kind of makes it natural to just think about Romans 8:28, that all things work together for my good, because I know that I've been called according to God's purpose. And regardless of what life challenges bring me, I know that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, and everything is going to work out for my good.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, before we go, we want to mention that you have a lot of sermons online as well. They're all podcast at your website. Why don't you give us that?
Yeah, if they go to sanctuaryhb.com, then on the homepage you can see the sermons, and they have them from the weekend. They have them on midweek service Thursday, Brian Sumner Saturday night. So they're all right there. Can be accessed through our website. Once again, it's sanctuaryhb.com.
Okay, everybody remember the HB on there. That's important, like Huntington Beach. Just remember that, the sanctuaryhb.com. Again, thank you so much, Pastor Jay. You have always made yourself available for us here at Radio Friendships, and we really appreciate you bringing us encouraging news from the West Coast. We know that you guys are a church of prayers. And a matter of fact, tonight you have all night prayer, don't you?
Yeah, tonight we start at 9 o'clock, and at the very least, we're going to go till the sun comes up, but you never know how long we may pray.
Well, with that in mind, will you guys remember to pray for us, and we'll remember to pray for you guys out there. We need each other, and we're going to need each other more and more coming up. I truly believe what you're saying about we're living in the last times. It's time to really get to know each other and keep connected. The internet and the phones and television is really helping us to know each other, and we're not so separated as they were in the first century, and they did a very good job of staying connected and supporting each other. So can we do that?
Absolutely. I value and appreciate you guys. And, you know, I'm stoked to even know you guys and be a part of what's happening.
Well, thank you all for joining us today on Radio Friendships. Please, we encourage you to go check out at least one of these episodes at steelroots.com/The Uprising or steelroots.com. You'll find it. Make sure you join us Monday as we return on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and the mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless. My heart
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.